I am engaged to Walter Anderson. To Walter Anderson of Anderson Department Store. A store with everything you need in your home today. Stuff with clothes for your little ones to Julie for Mammy. The store where men bring their partner to buy them something befitting. Whether it be a necklace or a dress, or perhaps to be cheeky and instead make their partner's suggestion as they model tailcoats. Congrats, pumpkin, Mama says. Hugging me as I stand stiffly in my factory clothes. I was left and pleased. I cannot deny that Walter is an impressive man. He is ambitious, perfect in every sense, even handsome. The perfect husband to be for anyone other than me. When was this settled, I ask, my smile plastered on my face, trying to recall any mention of the settlement from our previous encounters. Yesterday, he agreed to go through with our business proposal on the condition that he could take your hand in marriage. Mama sighed, clasping her hands together and looking above. You are to meet him by the lakeshore tonight. Please make sure you dress up after work, dear, not in that dreadful factory getup you wear. I wonder if he even truly loves me. I wonder if I'll be able to give myself to him. As a Catholic, I was raised to be abstinent, to give myself to a man I wed. But I shiver at the thought, because I am to wed Walter Anderson. To be unhappily married to a perfect man is such a beautiful tragedy. One I do not want to partake in under any circumstances. Working in the factory, I feel as if I am a part of another narrative. I could easily find myself to be like one of those immigrant girls, the ones who work to support their family. Pride runs in every one of them for being able to earn money for their family, while I worked amongst them, a wolf in sheep's skin, one whose family could support the entire lot of girls here. The back sitting beside me with the clothes and makeup I will adorn later tonight painfully reminds me of my future as I work. The very thought of seeing him makes my head ache, my palms clammy with sweat. I am to be married, and soon thereafter, I am to be a mother. I must put my unease aside and go through with the proposal for my parents' sake, just like the immigrant girls who work for their family. If not, I fear that their business proposal will fall through. Walter Anderson is perfect, but I wish to be imperfect. I wish I could do something, anything, to free myself of this burden. As the bell rang for quitting time, I carry the bag with my outfit for the evening and make my way to the restroom. I take care dressing up, finally pressing my stockings to my legs so as not to ruin the seams. Stretching the minutes, I apply rouge to my fair skin and red lipstick to my lips. My hair is tangled, as is my heart, but a fine brush sorts it out before I pin my hair up. Amber sunshine from outside the factory casts long shadows across the room. The long guard that stays overnight was basked in it when I entered to retrieve my coat. So where are you going all dolled up? He asked. Cigar in hand, his mellow voice sending butterflies in my stomach. Coyly, I reply, well, the night is young and so am I. Why not enjoy it by going down by the lakeshore? A fine dame like you should be at home. Surely you wouldn't want to get in trouble with your folks. I tend to find trouble wherever I go. Taking extra care, I bend down, picking up my coat strewn on the floor, his dark green eyes traveling up and down my body. I make my way to the door, I live to leave, and then close it. His eyebrows arch as the click of the lock resounds through the room, locking us in. You don't have a lick of jewelry, do you? How so? He laughs heartily, coming closer, standing in front of me as I hold my coat to my chest. Well, it isn't right of a lady to ask a man something so crude, I say, diverting my eyes, hoping he would catch on, my body already waiting in anticipation. I press myself against him, my lips pouty and beg with my eyes. You won't make me say it out loud, will you? I breathe. In response, he presses me against the door, his lips opening mine in a frenzy. His hands envelop me as he kisses me, holding me against him, as he takes off the clothes I had carefully put on moments earlier. My silk shiny stockings come off one after the other, as he whispers softly in my ear. My body can't help but react to this unfamiliar sensation. Words of love, moans of pleasure escape my lips. Screw abstinence. and screw my perfect husband to be too. Let him wait on that lakeshore for his virgin fiance to come home from the factories where she worked. Her morals and dedication to her husband so naive, as if she was just off the boat in America. All the while, my life, liberty, and happiness is propelling forward like fireworks as this man shows me what it's truly like to be free.